The National Public Health Emergency Team meets today to consider whether there should be a further easing of the COVID-19 restrictions as planned onto the government's roadmap for reopening the country. The Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Tony Houlihan, said last night there was nothing in the latest data to suggest that NPHET wouldn't recommend moving to phase two of the reopening on Monday. Let's talk to our correspondent, Sinead Crowley. Good morning, Sinead.
Good morning.
Perhaps first of all, you might just explain to us why the latest figures for infections and for fatalities are giving this grounds to believe that despite the fact that there are continuing new cases of infection, that in fact on Monday the view seems to be that we can now move towards a further easing of the restrictions.
Yes, keeping a close eye, obviously, on the figures, all of the public health officials for the last couple of weeks. It's a 3-week period between the lifting of the stages, and that's very deliberate because they reckon it takes around 2 weeks for the impact to show. So that's why week three is crucial, because now we are seeing the impact of what happened when the first easing of restrictions happened. So last night, sadly, we did hear of the death of 3 people, and we also heard of 47 confirmed new cases of COVID-19. Now, the day before had been 10, so 47 looks like a big jump. However, that was post bank holiday, so those figures were probably slightly too low. So 47 is around the figure they are looking for. Under 100 was seen as very important, and those figures have been significantly under 100 and under 100 for quite some time at this stage. So that is seen as a very good figure. A couple of other figures given last night, for example, the recovery rate from COVID-19 is now 91%. That includes people who both recover in the community and people in hospital. So that is seen as positive. Other figures they're looking at, which are very interesting, is how this virus is transmitted, and that's worth keeping an eye on. At the moment, community transmission accounting for 39% and close contact transmission accounting for 59%. And the point was made last night, yes, the public health officials won't confirm, but it does look likely we're moving towards phase two. However, looking at that close contact figure, it's going to be up to individuals in the future to keep an eye on who their contacts are and keeping away and keeping their distancing and their social distancing and so on. As the really tight restrictions are eased, it'll be more down to the individual to watch for those close contacts, because that is still where 59% of transmission is occurring. But apart from that, yes, it does seem to be that things are moving towards a position where it will be recommended to move ahead.
And those changes then from Monday would involve what? And is there any suggestion that further easing of restrictions planned for a later stage in this roadmap could be brought forward?
Well, I suppose the big things people are looking out for from Monday is the move to 20 kilometres. You're still being advised to stay at home where possible, to work at home where possible. However, you will be able to travel up to 20 kilometres away from your home as opposed to 5 at the moment. Social visits as well, people are concerned about that in terms of family. You could have up to 4 people visiting another household for a short period of time, but maintaining the 2 metres apart from people. Also, there's going to be some changes in work, for example. Remote working is to continue, as I said, if that's possible, but some small retail outlets will be reopening if the retailer can control the individuals coming in. Marts where social distancing can be maintained. Libraries, hopefully, as long as the numbers allowed in are limited, and some group exercise as well. So some changes there. There was also mention made last night of summer camps for children. Now, there has been no announcement that anything will be speeded up in terms of the phases, and that has been made quite clear as well. It's quite clear the health officials feel that the phases as they were laid out are the right way to do things, so there isn't likely to be any speeding up. However, at the NPHET meeting today, we do know that there will be discussion of the impact on children. They've said that several times, that they're aware of how hard these things have been on children, so there is a suggestion that, for example, summer camps might be mentioned. However, these will, you know, may not be the summer camps we know. There will be still restrictions, but we do know that they are going to be discussed today.
All right, no doubt more on this in the course of the day on our bulletins and online. But for the moment, Sinead Crowley, thank you very much indeed for that.